So that was Angels, the theme from Angels. I used to watch Angels in the 70s and 80s, long before Hayden was born. I did.
I didn't.
No, I know.
I thought it was Starsky and Hutch.
Name dropping ever so slightly. On Saturday, I will be having lunch with Jill Higham, who wrote a lot of the episodes of Angels.
Mm.
And it's fantastic. And, yeah, Angels was really cool back in the day. It was kind of like a precursor to Casualty and Holby City. It was kind of a thing that everyone watched, and it was also a test out for EastEnders later on. It started off as 50 minutes, then it became 25 minutes, and that was a test out for that 25-minute 7:30 slot before EastEnders started.
Are you sure it's because they just ran out of material?
No, because it was twice a week.
Okay.
Anyway, that's Angels. So this is part of our new new slot in the new podcast for new. Which is TV themes.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's going to be obscure TV themes that we believe have, unfortunately, been forgotten by the sands of time, really, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no point in asking you whether you remembered Angels, because you just weren't around, really. But
I was out that night.
But we're now moving on to something quite different.
Yes.
A different genre. Genre. Yes. And this is Hayden's choice.
Yes.
He's doing air guitar to this. You see, I don't know anything about this. When was this? About 5 years ago? Yeah, by Paul Needs, it says.
Absolutely.
I wonder where Paul Needs is now.
I don't know.
What was it about? Because there's lots of peas dancing around having parties.
Yeah, it's just about anthropomorphic peas. Yeah, as a 4-year-old, you didn't want to eat peas after watching that, because it's a bit like the same with Banana Man. Although, actually, when I was a kid, apparently my mum tells me that apparently that's the only way to get me to eat a banana, because when Eric ate a banana, he became Banana Man.
That actually helped, but with Puddington peas, because we're friendly.
You just cannibalism towards anthropomorphic peas.
It's not going to help.
No, this mothers. Was a sweet pea.
Mothers were cursing Puddington peas.
I really do think they were, yeah. Thank God they never released a food called Moomin. Anyway, so moving on.
So
That's one for you, 90s kids.
Yeah, it was. That's nice how you kind of help the 90s kids there.
Yeah, I do.
It's kind of almost like
an act 20 years too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. At least I'm helping them anyway. Yeah. But yes, before we go any further, we owe an apology, really. And this isn't good, considering we're 20 minutes into our new podcast. But we owe an apology to Terrence Dix, who unfortunately this evening.
It wasn't that long ago.
Time dilation, that's what it is. We got him to read the wrong DVD cover, didn't we?
We meant to pick Robot off the shelf, didn't we?
We did.
And then we, in a cruel twist of what we thought would be funny, we thought we'd get Snake Dance off the shelf instead.
Mm.
But instead, so next week we're going to invite him back, we're going to make amends. We've already been on the phone, but we think we want to do publicly, so you don't think that we're being mean about him.
No, definitely not.
So next week, Robot.
I think Robot. It's something with R's in it we'll probably do. Yeah, I think that would be fine.
I can't see where you're going with that.
No, neither can I. No. Can we get him to do the Reboss operation at all? That would be a good one.
See, I feel this is taking away from the apology a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Uncle Terence, you taught me how to read.
Just talking about Reboss there, I really struggle with Reboss operation.
Do you?
I struggle with Keys of Marinus.
Yes. I struggle with the sensor rights.
It's Marinus and it's Ribos for me. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Things that you've called Doctor Who stories before.
Yeah.
Could you please write in, listeners? Things that you've called Doctor Who stories.
I used to call Castro Valva, Castro Volva.
Did you?
That's very bad.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that.
And Legopolis. I love the way Christopher H. Bidmead always used to write his story titles were always things you couldn't pronounce. Legopolis. That's what I used to call it. Legopolis, yeah. Kestrel Volva and Frontios. I think it used to be Frontios. I can't remember now, but it's pretty. Yeah, that guy just loves confusing me.
I just can't even use the word frontier. I use frontier in space and it's just frontier, isn't it?
Frontier in space. Just as I thought a minute ago. Now this is outrageous. Who is in control of this device?
So, we're coming to our final segment of the show.
Thank you, John. Yes.
Yeah.
Final segment.
What did we say we'd do?
Well, I think, Andy, looking back, we decided to move forward with this podcast and come up with a classic line from a classic TV series.
We did. Sorry, yeah.
Yes.
So,
I don't know why I turned to David Attenborough at that point.
No.
And here we see,
in his natural habitat,
Mr. Priestner trying to think of what he came up with 11 minutes earlier.
Yeah. Or even five. So, this is a line from a fabulous,
this is neat, isn't it?
Sorry, yes. That's the gin we're talking about, ladies and gents. We're not actually going to play the clip.
No,
we're
going
to play the music to leave the podcast on.
Yes, but before we do,
yeah.
Can you guess what line this is from?
What programme this is from?
Indeed. Ready?
Drum roll.
Terrible.
Finger roll. That's a finger roll.
It's the one-armed drummer. It's Timmy, fetch me my tools.
Oh, brilliant. It's from Spaced, of course.
Yeah, we were going to get them to guess.
Oh, sorry, were we?
You dick.
How rude. Do you remember that thing, how we said that we weren't going to actually swear on the podcast? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That bit?
But you didn't say anything about cursing.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Is that different?
Things, I see. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. But, yeah, sorry about that, listeners. That's,
Another public apology in the same part of a podcast.
Yeah, but it is from a classic show.
Is that it?
You know, I think that is it.
Okay, so we're going to say goodbye now.
We are.
And leave you with Space. Goodbye!
Goodbye! I wish they'd turn it down next door. Some people. Half-eight at night.
What was she called, Marsha's daughter? What was she called?
Amber.
Amber. It's Amber next door.
Yeah.
Turn it down, Amber!
That's sweet. God, she listened to us.